Some sources say it's 11 years old, while others say kids as young as 8 are encountering pornography. But no matter how young, these incidents are not isolated at all. And it is no doubt that almost everybody gets exposed to adult content before they leave their teens. Well, some Kenyan leaders are not happy about it, and they want to make it illegal. What's up, guys, and welcome to yet another episode of Antisocial, a podcast by Gadgets Africa, where we talk about everything tech and web culture, and as always, things that matter really. Well, today we are touching on one very, very sensitive topic, which is adult content in Kenya. And before I do anything else, of course, I am joined by my OGs, Saruni Maina, Anthony Elfas, Onamu. What's up, guys? How are guys doing?
Good, good. Kuangana tu na maisha. Ku enjoy quarantine.
Is this still quarantine or normal life? Elfas, how are you doing?
We're good. And I think now this has become normal life. So, tuzoetu.
Well, let's get back to the conversation. This topic was mainly sparked by C.S. Magoha, Cabinet Secretary of Education in Kenya. I think 1 or 2 weeks ago, maybe more than 2 weeks ago, was very harsh, the rate of teenage pregnancies that have been reported mostly in the first quarter of 2020, maybe between January and May. He actually said that the government investigated and that reports claim that at least 150,000 teenage girls have been impregnated between January and May. And yeah, that is a lot. And for that, he also went further and touched on a topic that sparked a lot of criticism, especially on social media, which we will be talking about. He said that we should blame this on the rate of on the adult content that is on the internet, on films, on the content that is just out there in the Kenyan space. Saruni, how right is he, or how wrong is he?
Well, I actually can't address the matter on whether the CS was right or wrong. As a matter of fact, he's a CS for education for a reason, so maybe he knows something that we don't. But going with my own personal opinion, I think that the correlation between pornography and teenage pregnancy, I would say, isn't there. You know, as much as porn has its vices and everything, I don't think you can outrightly say porn is the reason our girls are getting pregnant at a young age. Because, and not to throw shade at anyone, but to actually point out the truth, the majority of the girls who had gotten pregnant were from Machakos County, which had around 4,000 schoolgirls get pregnant within that same period. And when you're looking at this, Machakos is not really that developed. It's what we would call Ushago, if I may put that in quotes. So, with looking at our current technology situation, it means that not most of these people actually have access to internet, let alone access to porn. So, chances are it's not even pornography that is there to blame. I think this is a societal matter rather than a technology issue. So, that is my thought.
Okay, so I'm trying to look on Twitter how people actually responded. And there is one person who actually said, "I will never give in that porn sites are the root cause of moral decay in our young boys and girls. Rather, the way they were brought up is the key. A child of a concerned mother and father is rare to get pregnant. The contrary is true." So this person actually went further as to blame not the porn, but the upbringing. Before you actually get to any other question, help us. Should we blame parents for this?
Wow, that's a hard one, because if you look at the contrary, or the contrast to that statement, there's a lot of children who are very different from what their parents are. There's a lot of children who come from maybe even single parent households, or they come from households where they were adopted, or they're not even brought up by parents, or you know, they've just grown up as themselves. So I don't think we can really blame parents. I think maybe there's like a minute sense to the fact that you can blame the parents because some of them don't really look after their children or don't have the birds and the bees conversation with their children, or some of them were not able to take their children to school to be able to learn all of these things, or some of them were too afraid to talk out. But I think that's a very small group of people, and personally I wouldn't blame the parents because most people make decisions on their own. It's normally my choice to do whatever I want to do at when it comes to a certain age. So I think we can't fully blame the parents. I think I would still blame the children and the perpetrators of the act that has caused the pregnancy.
Well, if I may interject and jump into what Alphas is saying. So I disagree with Alphas based on one thing. The African context, talking about sex with your parents is a taboo. I don't know who said it's a taboo, but if I would just ask amongst the three of us, who has actually ever been sat down by their parents and told, hey, this is what sex is, this is what sex means, this is what it should be used for, and such have such a conversation with your parents? I can tell by the silence that none of you. And it's the same case even with me. So you see, and this actually brings us now to the next part of the conversation, which is about sex education itself. But let me first address why I was disagreeing with Alphas. I think that parents are to blame to some extent as much as the children are to blame as well. And you see, again, let me just mention something before I forget. Alphas called the people impregnating the girls perpetrators. Well, it would be perpetrators if these guys were over the age of 18. But unfortunately, the report doesn't actually indicate that. So it could be they're just being impregnated by their peers.
Yeah.
So you see, it's such a wild situation, and the fact that the report doesn't actually give us these full details, it means we will have to work with some speculation to some extent. But anyway, back again now to the parents' stuff. I think the parents are to blame because the fact that parents want to ignore this sex education stage in life means that we have to figure things out on ourselves. And that is what I went through myself. That is what the two of you have actually gone through by yourselves. You actually come to find out that but you already said that your parents never talked to you about sex education. So I'm guessing everything you know right now, you're the ones who figured it out by yourself. So, and the reason why people turn to watching porn and, let me say, using porn as entertainment is because you see your body has grown, you started feeling stuff, you started experiencing things, and you don't know what is happening. So you end up discovering, oh, I can watch people have sex, and you end up discovering that you enjoy watching them. So, you know, that is how porn starts getting into someone's life. But I think if parents actually took up their role in leading their children, even when it comes to the matter of sex, I think we would have a much better society. And it's not even, again, I also want to disagree with the tweet that Dennis read. It's not even a matter of parents being rotten, you know? It's not a matter of parents being rotten, because I'm 100% sure, or rather, okay, let me not say 100, 100 is such a big term. I would say 90% sure that no parent is going to jump and show their kids, this is how we're having sex, or this is how I'm sleeping around. Of course, maybe there are some situations that we would not know of, but most parents are at least careful not to show their children that sexual part. And I think with that said, you can't actually say that immorality among the parents is what is making these kids also become immoral. I think lack of guidance and the fact that they as children are learning things from TV, from the internet, and by internet I don't mean pornography, I mean the shows that we watch. You know, the Western world has depicted how kids as young as high school are having sex, like this show that was on Netflix, what was it called? It was something to do with a girl's first time, I forgot. But the show is about a teenage girl and how she's going through life after her dad dies in high school. If that is what these kids are watching and that is what they are understanding from it, then of course they'll think that's how things are done, because these teenagers were having sex left, right and center. I don't think that the kids are to blame, but I think parents should also take some responsibility.
Parents should also take some responsibility, while alphas are saying parents should not be blamed. Oh yeah, anyway.
Sorry, it's called Never Have I Ever. I think you guys probably have watched it as well.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Yeah, exactly.
But just a short question. To the best of my knowledge, at least in this video call, the three of us who also have not experienced the sex education from our parents, none of us have children outside, to the best of my knowledge. So what makes us different from the ones you're saying who should, the young ones you're saying who should take responsibility?
Okay, I'm just going to jump in here before Dennis speaks again and answer this from something that a conversation that I actually had with someone. So I spoke to someone who had her education in Makueni. And as per her, most of the girls who got pregnant while in school, they were actually being impregnated by nduthi guys. And this was because to them, these motorbike guys had money. These motorbike guys had had their lives figured out. So I think a difference in society, you see, the way you've lived your life in Nairobi is certainly different from the way someone has lived their life in Machakos, in Turkana, and somewhere and a place like that. The experiences are certainly different. And I hate to bring this up, but even the matter of finances comes to play. You know, the way someone who's been brought up with parents who are well off, parents who both are working, they're driving cars and stuff like that, their life experience is different from someone who's been brought up in a slum, for example. So you would see that maybe one, and three of us is such a small number, actually, because even what I'm talking about is also out of speculation, no figures to actually back this up, but I'm just answering your question as a maybe. I think where you grow up as well has a big role to play in whether or not, or how you'll turn up as a teenager. So if you're privileged enough to have a good childhood, then you'll be fine. Like, you know, like the people around you are all parents, you know, they want to teach you good ways, you'll be fine. But if you're around people who are predators, then chances are mtu anduthi atakukatia akudanganye. You know, teenagers are easily fooled, and you know, because of hormones running all over, it's easy to ingiza a teenager box. No, so kama mtu ajazoea kukuwa na pesa home alafu ukuje umpatie so mbili, you're taking advantage of this person, and of course wataingia box.
And I think if I got into this, because I wanted to get into it later, but I think this is the best time to speak about the sex education thingy and everything. I think C.S. Magoa, what he's ignoring, I think there's a bigger picture to this. There's a much bigger picture than blaming one sector, like blaming the porn industry or blaming blah, blah, blah. Because I think the porn industry is not just the Pornhub and the X videos and whichever other sites that you people know, OnlyFans and everything. I think if you wanted to ban pornography, internet pornography, the one thing that you would have a difficult time, because you can't just blame these sites. If you wanted to ban pornography, you will have to ban Twitter, first of all, which is very, very, I am pretty sure both of you know, Twitter is very big on pornography. Instagram may be quite strict when it comes to
We don't know.
Okay, do your research. But Twitter is actually quite big. It's one of the let me call them liberalized sites, which allows just anything without much moderation. Mm-hmm. Netflix, their content, I mean films, series that you watched that are just like every single episode is, there has to be a scene that's there. And I think what he's ignoring is the fact that whether you ban the pornography, internet pornography or anything, people will still have access to it one way or another. You can't tell me, because I researched and I saw there are countries that have actually banned internet pornography. Like they've banned this, Botswana, China even. Like internet pornography is actually totally illegal. But in some way, if you looked at those countries and the headlines that usually make and the stories that usually make headlines, there is some aspect of rape, teenage pregnancy. You can't tell me that there isn't. So as much as he wants to ban these porn sites, I think people will still have access. Teenagers, adults, whoever, in any age, because you can't tell me that it's only teenagers that have access to porn sites. Even people probably in their 50s and in their 60s have it. So I think sex education should be fair. I think it should be in some way integrated into the curriculum. I'm pretty sure they already started working on the new curriculum. If they had sex education in a way in those schools, because parents this generation will not speak to their kids about sex as much as we want. I'm pretty sure maybe our generation, maybe Saruni, maybe help us. You will have the courage enough when you have your kids, if you do not have any, to speak to your kids about the birds and the bees.
But you see, Dennis.
But as for now, yeah.
Sex education. Yeah, yeah. It's already, as much as some people are pushing for it, there are still some people also saying that we should not introduce sex education into our curriculum. So here is something on modern parents versus old school parents. You know, the parents who brought up their children without talking about sex, they're like, why would you want to tell kids about sex? That's how you introduce them to sex. That's how you want them to have sex.
But they still teach them about the reproductive system in a way.
But reproductive system is not sex education.
Even in the sex education classes, they don't like tell you now you're allowed to go and have sex. No, they just tell you about
process. Exactly. Sex education is not allowing children to have sex. It's teaching them, okay, you've seen your, let me put an example. You've seen the porn. What do you do after that? You teach them maybe to abstain. Maybe when you're having, when you actually accept to have sex, what age
so
should you have the consent to have sex? Which actually gets me to my, it's so weird. And trust me, the topic of sex education being introduced into the curriculum is so touchy, so sensitive. And I think this will get us to our next questions as we go further, which is, should adult content / pornography be regulated? As much as we want to say it should not be blamed, there are still some aspects, there are still some effects that it has to children and to teenagers. So should it be regulated or even made completely illegal in Kenya?
Okay, let me answer this as per what C.S. Mago has said. If you're banning porn because it's what is causing teenage pregnancies, then you're doing it the wrong way. There's no day Pornhub has come and impregnated a girl. There's no day OnlyFans, as much as you called it a porn site, it's not really a porn site, but okay, yeah, OnlyFans is porn. So as much as, so there's no day these sites have actually impregnated anyone. Actually, they do harm someone in form of giving their own expectations, both to males and females. But the truth be spoken, most times after someone watches porn, they masturbate. And that urge goes away, at least for that period. So if you were to look at it from a very twisted, sick kind of way, porn actually has helped reduce the pregnancy because you masturbate and you don't need to have sex. But I'm not preaching for porn. I'm just saying in a sick kind of way, if you look at it that way. However, that is not entirely the truth. So I think if porn was to be banned, which I have no problem with it being banned, I don't think the reason should be because it's causing issues with teenage pregnancy. I think if we were to address teenage pregnancy, there needs to be a different way to address it other than blaming porn, because blaming porn is taking away the responsibility from the parents, the responsibility from the government, and the responsibility from the teachers as well.
I feel the same way, because I don't think you should ban it, and at the point where we are in right now, I don't think you can ban it, because if we think about like pornography on a wide scale, that's most of the music videos that we have today. That's the content on Netflix, that's the content on Amazon Prime, you know. And with a VPN, I can easily, and the problem is now a lot of people know about VPN. So with a VPN, I can easily access most of these sites without most people even knowing that I'm going to the sites. So I don't think it would be the right move to ban any of this content. So as Saruni has said, I think it's best we just give this responsibility and make people know of the responsibility they have to delivering sex education to their young ones, because these people are very vulnerable and they need some type of conversation. Because I think for us in the past, there was not a lot of derivation into this content, because in the past, like many of us, even like saying the word sex was like, as in umesema kitu kubwa sana, you know, it was not being spoken of, and probably it was what kept us afraid of the whole situation. But nowadays it's something so common, it's something that is there, so we have to address it early before it gets out of hand. So I think I'm in agreement with Saruni in that point.
Maybe last question, should the sex consent age be lowered? This is something that had actually popped up before.
Yeah.
I think even before CS Magoa had spoken about this. So I think we should get back to this.
Yeah. Tell people the current age, for those who don't know.
I don't know. It's 18.
Don't there are some listeners here who may not be sure.
I think it's 15.
Well, it's 18 for everything. 18 for driving, 18 for drinking, 18 for being an adult, you know.
No, until you, the sex you go to a club on a 25.
Saruni's age. No, Saruni should now be considering it. Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Saruni, should it be lowered? Should the age be lowered?
I totally don't think so. Because you see, the point of lowering the age of consent is basically telling adults that, hey, you can go have sex with teenagers who don't even know themselves yet. They haven't figured out themselves. Because if we have a problem with teenage sex and a problem with teenage pregnancy, the solution is not bringing adults into the picture by lowering the age, because the proposed age, the new proposed age, is that it should be lowered to 16 years old. At 16, personally, I had not even had my first kiss. So you can imagine what kind of pressure that would give a teenager. You know, an adult, let's say, for example, someone like Anfani, who's closer to 30 years old, going to Katia, a teenager who's 16, just because the government allows that now. It's ridiculous.
Aren't
and I think that will actually
are they doing it already?
Problems.
Aren't they
it
doing
doesn't
it already?
Matter whether they're it doesn't matter whether they're doing it already. When you know something is illegal, you feel something about it. You get my point? When you know that you're not supposed to be having sex with a 16-year-old, you'll probably talk yourself out of it. You'll probably feel something wrong about it. But now imagine when the government is telling you like, hey, yo, ule wa 16-year-old mwenye the body has just started getting shapy and stuff like that, shapely and all that, now go have sex with them. Like, what is that? What craziness is that, honestly speaking? I don't think that it should be lowered. Actually, I think it should be taken up to 21 years old, together with the age of drinking. Yeah, if you want to hate me, hate me. But drinking and sex taken up to 21 years.
Some people here started drinking before 21, my friend. What will they do? Stop.
So someone turning 18 tomorrow is hating Saruni now.
No, it's the truth. I think that some things need you to be a bit more mature for you to get involved in it, so that you get to know the consequences and stuff like that. I still think 18, you're still very young. Yeah. And the excitement of turning 18, unafa tu wende driving peke. You know, just go driving unafu to leave.
Na ICD, yeah.
You see, the fact that everything to us is at 18, I think you get overwhelmed. 18 is where you go to uni, 18 is where your parents think you're an adult, you get an ID, you can vote, you can drink. I think there's so much being dropped on you at 18. that you just go crazy?
Well, I'm not sure it's being dropped. I'm pretty sure it's being taken away, in a way. It's actually the limits being taken away at 18. It's not being dropped on you. Because you can't tell me there is a responsibility.
Being dropped.
So much is being dropped. The difference between me at 17 and me at 18 and a half are two very different people. I think there's a lot of things that are let out at that point.
Yeah, including what Dennis is saying, being taken away. As much as there some privileges will be taken away, the responsibilities increase.
Yeah.
You get the point?
Yeah, I do. But people will still go to uni at 18. Do you expect them to wait until 21? They will be graduating by then. Do you expect them to wait until 21?
Well, you know, I feel like you're speaking from the perspective of, if everyone is doing it, then I should do it. And then, you know, our teachers always told us that everyone is doing it does not mean everyone is doing it. It's just you and the five people you know that are doing it. It's not everyone you get. So I think we should, because most people assume that everyone is doing it, and that's the wrong way to think about it. Not everyone is doing it when you think they are doing it. So you need to relax, and having that restriction gives us gives those people the benefit of the doubt and be like, okay, so I'm not 18 yet, so I don't have to do it. You know, then when you turn 18 in a processor, pressure is added. But if you move it to 21, those who will be born like this generation and stuff like that, what I grow up knowing that, okay, I still have to wait till maybe 21 before I can start out with all these pressures. If someone approaches me when I'm 18, I'll be like, in my head, I'll be like, no, let me relax, Kwanza, my time has not come. I can be able to, for some of them, they'll be able to push the agenda further. So I also am in the light of it should be pushed to like 21, so that we can think from a perspective of, as I earlier called them, the perpetrators, because once they decide they're coming for you, they will come for you with all of the force, all of the cars, all of the monies, all of the Ubers and the KFCs and everything. So I think it's much better if Subaru push boys the agenda ahead. Subaru boys are okay. V boys are the problem.
Makevo na Mabrayo.
Wow.
The Brian.
The Brian. You actually the only Brian who doesn't piece a Subaru. I wonder why. Anyway, I think I'll go for the for you guys are saying it should actually be taken higher. I think I'll go for stay the same or actually even below it, because as much as you want to trust the generation that's coming up, the generation the ones who are 5 years old, 8 years old, 10, they are actually worse, because for us, you're 20, 21, 22, 25, you were born, you never saw smartphones coming up. You know, we weren't born with the internet on our face.
Dennis,
they were born with that.
Before you go on, I have a question.
Yeah.
No, I have a question, Dennis, is how, so are they worse or are they just more open about it? You want to tell me you didn't try be sneaky when you were a teenager? The difference here is not that they are worse than us or worse than the previous generation. The difference is that instead of them hiding it, they are now open about it.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly what my point. You're actually supporting my point, because this is what I'm saying. It should actually be lowered so that they know early enough what their responsibilities are. Yes, Dennis. That's what I'm saying. Instead of someone waiting until 21, ashafanya zile vitu zote amefanya, knowing that it's illegal. So for me,
you want me to do them knowing that they're legal.
They should actually be open about it at an early age. No. That's what sex education is.
I think
Dennis,
but this is not a matter of sex education. You see, I think it's lowering the sex lowering the sex consent age is opening up teenagers to be taken advantage of by older guys who just want to satisfy their weird curiosities and their weird fantasies. That is why I'm saying it should not be lowered. Because if it is lowered to 16, it means that I can go get someone who's 10 years younger than me. Someone who just started getting, you know, a teenager, that is someone who has so much emotions, so much going on. They don't even know themselves. You can easily convince them to do weird stuff.
And then thinking about it, if you were to look at the people who are 16 when we were 16, and looking at the people who are 16 now, they look so different. As in, like, they look much, much older. They look as in, you can't even know someone is 16 nowadays. You know, listen to Koshulagani, they're telling you they're in primary, and you look at them, they don't look like they're in primary, you know. So,
yeah, because they're maturing kind first. Of so, I wait until 21. I wait until 21.
No, Eribaki 18, Kuliko Kupeleka 16.
Watch Eribaki 18.
That is just, you see, you are looking at it from the perspective of the teenagers. I am looking at it from the perspective of predators who want to take advantage of that situation.
They are still predators, whether it's illegal, whether it's 18, whether it's 21, they're still 16, predators.
But you see, if it's lowered, if it's lowered to 16, Dennis, you can't accuse someone of having sex as a child. I will say they're not a child, they're 16, they could say yes.
But you do get this. Nah.
I'm still up for my
thank you, David.
For my agenda, for now, but we'll, that's later.
We'll let
that's,
the audience decide.
Yeah. I wish you had a psychologist here to I think we'll have to have an interview with a psychologist or something. To put this all
maybe we should have a part two of this conversation.
Yeah. Because we are totally not experts. I think the audience should know this. We are not experts in any of this. So not in education.
We are people doers.
Not in tech. Not in. We just type articles and do videos and podcasts. Anyway, wow, that's really sensitive. That's a really sensitive topic. And I think maybe we'll have a topic. Maybe we'll have a part two of this. Maybe with an expert to put all this into perspective. Anyway. I think we are done. We've had this long enough, and hopefully we'll have more conversations. For our audience, if you have any comments on this, on the sex consent age, the adult content being regulated, and whether it should be blamed for teenage pregnancies, especially at this time when children are still at home and teenagers are still at home without much to do, please let us know. In our comments, in our social media, Gadgets at Gadgets Africa, everywhere, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and even on our site, gadgets-africa.com. And we'll be sure to respond and appreciate all the feedback. As for me, I think I'm done. Please subscribe, like, rate our podcast, our episodes, and listen to all the other six previous episodes that we have had. I think this is episode six or seven. This is six.
I think this is six. Yeah.
We don't even know. Anyway, that's it from me. any parting shots, Saroni or Elfas? Saroni, any parting shots?
Stay safe and subscribe. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Elfas.
Don't have sex with minors.
For me, just keep away from these perpetrators that we have decided to shame today. Just be on the lookout for them, stay safe, and listen to our podcasts. Thanks.
Yeah, and still know that they will always be there, whether the consent age is 21 or 16 or 18. Anyway, that's it from me, Alpaz and Saroni. And we are out.
Mbona unaongea kama predator wewe?